Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You will pay a premium to guarantee a good airline seat or a good hotel room or good seats at a football game. Would you do it to guarantee a good table at a restaurant? A startup called Tables, that's T-A-B-L-Z, lets you do just that. Tables CEO Fraser Nagy is with us. Fraser, good to talk with you. Tell us how this works.
Yeah, it's very, very straightforward. And then your introduction really summarizes it quite succinctly, because ultimately Tables is very, very simple. Restaurants are the last industry in the world to do something called revenue management, which is the combination of premium seating and dynamic pricing. So the airline example is a great one. I use it all the time. But basketball, sporting events, music, Airbnb, Uber, every way you can premiumize your experience. And yet, what is the experience of booking a restaurant? You go on a restaurant's website or go through an app, and all you get to do is a boring drop-down widget to pick between 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. So what we've done is completely reimagined first how restaurants can actually make money, but from a consumer perspective, really change the way you can interact with a dining room. So we simply 3D map the inside of restaurants, and our software analyzes that dining room, and we work with those restaurants to pick arguably the best seats in the house or the most demanded seats. And you can now voluntarily upgrade. So you don't have to if you don't want to, but prices range anywhere from $5 to $100, depending on the restaurant, the type of table. And there's also lots of availability that's free. We're not trying to, charge you for 5 p.m. on a Monday, but absolutely 7 p.m. on Saturday night. These restaurants need to be looking at their dining rooms differently.
So the premium, as you say, $5 to $100, somewhere in that range. How is it paid, and who gets that money?
Yeah, this is the best part. It's you pay up front, and the restaurant gets what's so important is it's the first ever transaction a restaurant has seen that has no cost of goods. You think of restaurants don't have they don't have a revenue issue. And this has been a really common misconception for years. Restaurant revenues are all-time high. Demands are all-time high. It's been a 15-year trend towards experience dining. And for the first time ever, we're spending more money dining out than even on groceries. What restaurants have is a profitability issue. And that's why they rank amongst the lowest, is because they just have never really figured that out. So, when apps came along, like a lot of these delivery apps, they were taking 30% of their revenues. That wasn't helping their profitability problem. So, Tables, it's 100% upside. When someone pays $20 or $40 for that table, the restaurant has no costs. And if you think about it, Steve, the average restaurant makes maybe 5% on their margins. The average is actually 3.5, but a great restaurant might do 5 to 10. Well, if we spend $100 at dinner, they're only making $5, $10. But people are willing to pay 20, 30, 40, 50 for those tables, so they can actually 2 to 3 to 4x their profitability on the pre-sale alone.
How is this different than simply making a reservation for free at a restaurant, either directly with the restaurant or using OpenTable or something like that?
Well, see that, you know, I don't know if you're much of a casino guy, but I personally am not. So, you know, I'm not a big roulette guy. And that's sort of the way I look at reservations. You know, you make a booking through, let's say, OpenTable or any of the other platforms. And, you know, a restaurant might have 50 tables and OpenTable just auto assigns you randomly to a table. So, you know, I used to get calls at my restaurant all the time saying, hey, it's, you know, my anniversary, or I'm bringing in an important business, you know, business associate for dinner. You know, can I have your best table? And see, I used to think, what the heck is my best table? You know, some people like the window, some people like the booth, some people like the one by the fireplace. And that's really how I've looked at my dining room and all the restaurants I've worked with and worked in. And this is really about that experience. You know, you don't get that selection. You don't get to pick. And it's very different, actually, than even an airplane. Think of how differentiated restaurants are and how they're designed and the experiences, how they change. You know, arguably, of course, who doesn't want first class on an airline? But, you know, you're all facing forward with these tiny windows. You know, restaurants are meticulously designed for experience. And yet we don't match make that with the experience of why you're even going out.
So I wonder, are restaurants that use tables keeping prime seats in reserve that may not be available to quote unquote regular customers?
No, fortunately, the system doesn't really work that way for a couple of reasons. You know, again, using an example of a restaurant that might have 40 tables. You know, we're really only looking to work with a restaurant to maybe identify 8 to 10 of those tables that are offer very unique experience or what we call sort of these clusters. And what I mean by that, so you've probably seen so many in restaurants that they'll have, like, you know, the booths against the back wall or these cluster of tables by a window or something where, you know, you might not even care that you get a specific one of those booths, but you just really want to sit in one of those. And a really great way that we set up with restaurants is that they'll pre-sell one of those four booths through the system. And it gives them full operational flexibility, but to the user, you're finally, again, you know, you're getting what you want. You're out for four friends for dinner. So the other really important component is that it's anonymous. So, you know, we're not putting a big sign on the table saying, hey, you know, this person's more special than another. But at the same time, it actually has democratized a lot of this ability. You know, if you think about it, how do you get a seat in a restaurant today? Well, first off, you can't. But the only real way you can is if you know, maybe personally know the maitre d', or you're a certain type of, you know, class of person, unfortunately, that, you know, gets that type of privilege. So, you know, we're certainly not building this to say this is some, you know, socialist dream by any stretch, but it means that anyone, you know, that is in that ability to even eat at these type of restaurants, you know, can have that selection, and it's totally anonymous and it's totally transparent, and no one's going to be blocked from that for any reason.
You know, I've perused tables.com myself. I enjoy being able to take a 3D view, wandering around the restaurant looking for a table. But I do notice you have right now just a handful of New York City restaurants. Will you be adding more?
Big time. You know, there's you don't have, you know, no one has to tell anyone about how important New York is to the culinary scene of the world and the properties that exist in that city. So, you know, we have our eye definitely focused on that city, along with some other great ones like Chicago and Toronto and Miami. And, you know, we can launch anywhere as well. You know, we have properties in Scottsdale and Houston and San Francisco. So, we can work anywhere, but, you know, certainly certain cities, you know, have very exciting potentials coming up in New York. We have some great properties like, you know, Refinery Rooftop just went live. Daintree is a stunning property by a new group that has probably one of the most uninterrupted views of the Empire State, and with these beautiful lounge areas. And we have some pretty big heavy hitters coming on the platform, including Gordon Ramsay and a property of his in New York. So, you know, really, as the word spreads about this, you know, it's going to be a very exciting, you know, end of the year for us. But really, 2023 is just, you know, given the type of groups that we're engaged with today and the type of restaurants that are live, it's a real no brainer for operators to give this a try.
So as we put a bow on this to wrap it up, what is in this for a restaurant to participate, and what's in it for tables? How do you make your money out of this?
Yeah, it goes back to, you know, your question about where, you know, the fact that this has no cost of goods. So, you know, we like to say that tables is a lot closer to Airbnb than it is another knockoff OpenTable. And, you know, what we mean by that is it is with no cost of goods, we just simply share in the upside of that profit. So the restaurant takes 70% of that upsell and we take 30%. And again, there's no cost. So it's just at the end of each month, we total all of the table sales and we transfer that to the partner directly. We're seeing restaurants already do 20,000, 35,000, 65,000. And we have a restaurant that might do six figures in just straight no cost sales. And if you think about that in terms of top line at 5%, you know, this could be north of $500,000 to $750,000 that they would have to sell to even get anywhere close to that type of profitability. So, you know, that's a huge component. And for restaurants, it's so simple to join. It's free to join. We simply, you know, contact us through tables.com, reach out to us directly. And if we haven't already talked to you, we go in, map your restaurant. We just need it to be photo ready and we do our magic from there. So this isn't, you know, one of those experiences where they'll have to spend months and months, you know, switching over a POS system and retraining half their staff. They actually keep their existing reservation system. So whether they're using Resy or OpenTable or pen and paper, they keep what they want and we actually work alongside their existing reservation system. So there's also no switching costs. This couldn't be easier for a restaurant to get started.
All right. Our listeners can take a look at this at tables.com. That's TABLZ.com. It does give you a 3D view. You can scan around and maybe pick your favorite table at your favorite restaurant. Table CEO Fraser Nagy, thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.